Brilliance Audio presents The Shadow Between Us by Carol Mason, performed by Billy Fulford Brown. Chapter 1. When it happens, I am never doing anything out of the ordinary. Glancing in my car's wing mirror, bending over to lace up my running shoes, noticing a woman's billowy blonde hair. Suddenly, I will hear the distant rumble of a noise I can't pinpoint. Colors flash before me, green shot through with blue, a bit like when you glimpse the sky or the ocean through a thicket of trees as you're driving quickly past them. I will fill with debilitating dread. Disjointed scenes tumble into frame, scenes I want to make sense of but can't. The mind, when it relives things, has a way of amplifying details, of adding new and surprising ones. I might taste the blood from where I must have bitten the inside of my cheek, feel the half-moon indentations of fingernails in my palm. All that stuff they tell you to do, breathe, reorientate to your immediate surroundings, home in on something tangible to ground you, is as useless as if I were drowning, and someone were telling me to swim at an angle away from the rip current, pointing towards shore. Then comes that same hard landing, the moment when I realize what it is I've done. Then everything stops. Other times, like now, it's a shadow on the other side of the glass door, loose and amorphous, waiting for me to decipher it. This one is insidious and corporeal somehow. I will do anything to stop it fully forming, blast the house with CNN, fill my blender with handfuls of ice and hold down grind, pick up a cloth and begin a rampant cleaning jag. Keep on keeping on until I've managed to exercise it, which leaves me with a frigid triumph. Or I'll phone someone, latch onto the anchor of a familiar voice. Just the act of searching for a number and punching it in is often enough to take the peel of panic down a peg or two. By the time Jessica's phone has rung 6 times, I know she's not going to pick up. I picture her on the other end of this umbilical cord of technology, staring coldly at my name. It feels oddly demeaning. I wonder where she is now. Rome still, or is it Turkey? I told her there were certain countries I didn't want her visiting for safety reasons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?